Welcome to Journals of a Healer, Unleash Your Hidden Genius. And it's our first show of the new year, and I just wanted to wish everybody the year that they've been dreaming of all their lives is coming up. And one of the most important things that I believe a key to changing your life for the better is a wonderful mentor. And my guest today, as I'm very excited, is Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre. And she is not only brilliant in her spiritual work, but she also is very, very well qualified in many ways. But obviously, she's a doctor. And I would like to welcome her, and let's talk about making this a fabulous year. Hello, Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to our audience. I'm so excited to talk with you. This is especially with the new year. And I would like if you would just kind of brief us with some of your qualifications and some of the experience that you've amassed over a few years.
Okay, Mary, I'd be happy to do that for you and for all your listeners. Very briefly, as far as my qualifications, I am an author and a past life connector and fear buster. And I help those suffering from irrational fears to mend the past so they can overcome their fears and live happy, healthful, successful lives. And my books, The Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now, and Life is Forever, Get Used to It, and the third and final book, The Forever Principles, Listening to an Angel Voice in My Head, can assist you on your spiritual path and provide roadmaps to enjoy your life and to schedule a past life exploration or learn more about my books. You can go to my website, MaryLouMcIntyre.com, and get some more information and maybe call me for a past life reading if you want to. That opportunity is there for you, and that's what I'm here for, you know, to help you. And I do have a PhD in philosophy with a minor in psychology and conferencing. So that's my beginning, or that's my past. And now moving into this new year, I'm very excited to be able to reach out and contact the lives and help the lives of whoever is reaching out.
Well, I think that's absolutely marvelous. And one of the things that we like to do is to make it clear that help is there, not necessarily on the way, but help is there for us to for anyone to reach out to. And I
exactly.
do believe that one of the most important things is reaching out.
Exactly.
What do you think? So
I absolutely agree, Mary.
When we make it clear that it is available, and then people are, it's up to them to reach out, because you can't help anyone who doesn't want to be helped, for sure.
Exactly. Can you hear me, Mary?
Perfectly.
What?
You sound just beautiful. And you sound like someone I would reach out to anytime.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you know, I on my own adventure of spiritual unfoldment and development, I realized that the medical profession couldn't help everybody that was having either physical or emotional problems, other than, you know, going beyond the cut and pill type thing. So I started reaching out, asking for, here again, reaching out, because that's what you were just talking about. And I was reaching out for some avenue or some type of development where I could help these people that could not realize help from the medical profession or, you know, psychologists and that kind of thing. Because,
absolutely.
They, you know, they needed help as much as anybody with a real physical problem that needs an operation. And
sure.
I started, Mary, getting dreams of my past lives. And after a couple of weeks, I said, I'm not interested in my past lives. I'm trying to cope with this one. Now, please help me develop a healing tool for other people. And
uh-huh.
So I got this very condescending voice. I could hear it in my ear. Well, my child, 95% of people's problems are the result of a trauma happened in a past life. And
uh-huh.
So if you want people, you have to learn how to regress them. Well, back
uh-huh.
then, people didn't even, you know, talk about their dreams, let alone past lives. And so I
yeah,
knew.
Yeah, no, it was something that you giggled about with a girlfriend, but you never took it seriously.
Exactly. And so they, so I was told that they would help me develop if I would just follow their instructions. And so I did that. And sure enough, in time, after extensive development and aligning my chakras, and, you know, they had me going through yoga exercises. I found out later, I didn't realize at the time that they were yoga exercises to align my chakras, and meditation, and, you know, several times a day for several months. And then I just started testing it. The students that I was working with at the time volunteered, and so that's how my experience and development with past life reading and helping people develop their own ability to be able to do that. And that's also in my book, Fast Road to Happiness.
Well, now that is so, so special, because so many people, and maybe you've noticed this too, they seem to develop a kind of a cult of dependency, so that people keep coming back to them. And as a psychologist friend of mine used to say, Mary, I'd say, you know, I don't have ongoing clients, I blitz. And I get them to the point where they don't need me. And she would laugh and she'd say, you blitz yourself right out of business. I thought that was what we were supposed to do. You know.
Well, I do too. I think that.
Yeah.
And that just happens to be our profession, but and our heart's desire. Not
absolutely.
To, you know, make a big fortune or anything, but to be of service.
Yes, and I feel, you know, strongly that the only real healing is self-healing. So if you are giving a person a temporary fix and they have to come back to you next week for another one, I don't see that as service.
Well, that's not been my experience, Mary. People don't have to come back. Once they have a past life reading, which mm-hmm. is what I'm doing now, just the readings. I don't do regressions because I'm retired. I don't have an office or anything like that. So the only way I do regressions is face-to-face. And so I have learned, luckily, to give readings even over the phone. I can make connection via the vibration of a person's voice, which developed or which I discovered on these interviews. One person called in and asked if I could give her a reading to solve a major problem she was having. And I said, well, I don't know. I've never tried it over the phone. And she said, would you please try? And so I did, and it worked. I couldn't believe it. But she just, it was just so helpful and beneficial to her and evidential, that that I knew it was opening up a whole new career avenue for me.
Isn't it amazing how spirit does that for us for every once in a while?
Oh, absolutely. I think, if we keep connected with our higher self or our divine self, we can accomplish wondrous things, and certainly things that we incarnated to accomplish in this lifetime. And all we have to do is be able to tap into that and realize it and do it.
Absolutely. I agree. Well, this sure. It's interesting. I got what I call was godsmacked. It was like, the whole mountain fell on me, a spiritual mountain kind of thing. When in the middle of a healing class, someone spontaneously went into what I then thought of as past life regressions, which at that time I really thought was a scam. And suddenly here this woman is, and she's a medical student, and it couldn't have been more real, and I was panicky. And so the only thing that I knew what to do at that time was to scream in my head for help. And down it came.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go.
It was just as if I was somebody, the spirit put me on like a glove.
Like a what?
Like a glove. Like I was a glove, and spirit just seeped right into me. Yeah, completely.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Because
Mary.
I was desperate. I was desperate. I think sometimes we have to get into a desperate situation to be able to embrace something that is so foreign to us.
Or maybe just to reach out for help, as you were saying earlier.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. And when you really reach out to the help for spirit, spirit is there.
Uh-huh. That's for sure.
So, I was going to ask you, could you tell me about some of your experiences?
Yes, that's just what I was going to say, that I've had some phenomenal experiences and results with my lectures and demonstration of past life readings. I've traveled all over the country, this country, and several other countries, giving demonstrations on tuning to people's past lives that were having a problem. And I'll tell you, the first time it happened to me was when I was in South Africa. I was invited down to give some instruction to a spiritual group down there. and a gentleman, and I think he was probably in his mid-40s, he came to me for counseling, and he was having a marital problem, and he just, you know, wanted my opinion on how he could heal the situation, because he still loved his wife. So he's telling me his problem, and Mary, I see over his head, like a movie, just like a movie, I see this gentleman, and obviously it's the same gentleman, and a woman in another era. I could tell by the way they were dressed that it was a previous era, you know, a previous time.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And I was seeing them play out their life together at that time, which was very similar to what I was hearing the man tell me. Now, I didn't tell him what I was seeing. I was afraid I'd get locked up. I'd throw the key away.
I know what you mean. Sure.
Yeah.
I know.
But I took that information and gave it to him, you know, how this is a pattern that's repeating itself, and this is what he can do to heal the situation, because they are back together in this lifetime, you know, to pay back the karma and, you know.
And maybe make it work this time. Yeah.
In a loving relationship, right. And so sure enough, he tried, you know, what my suggestion was, and the last I heard, they had moved from South Africa to Canada, and this was 5 years later, I heard that they were still married, still together, and very happy. So that was the initial kickoff of being able to tap into that other dimension that has always existed and always will exist, that we can move into if we can just get through the veil that kind of covers things beyond the physical world and is available, developed spiritually, harmony with natural law.
It's all the things we have to unlearn, the things that we think we know.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
how did you get by that programmed? Yeah, was it that shock that initial shock that was so obvious, and there it was in your face, and you had to accept it?
Oh, yeah. I was thrilled that I was getting that kind of help, but it did surprise me, because I didn't consider myself psychic at all. You know, maybe as psychic as a doorknob.
I didn't know. I mean, who knows? At that time, who was teaching this kind of thing? But you were involved with a society, weren't you? And you studied with a religious or metaphysical society?
Yes, it was metaphysical, and it's what opened the door to my spiritual quest that I've been seeking all my life since I was a 7-year-old kid, looking for God. I knew that there was a power beyond me that I could tap into for spiritual guidance. I couldn't find it. But finally, when I was just at the end of my rope, almost ready, you know, to commit suicide, I screamed out to the universe that I need help. And the next day, a man came to the psychological testing clinic where I was working and introduced me to this place, which was on Capitol Hill in Seattle, Washington. And it was like 6 blocks away from where I worked. and
five
blocks away from where I lived. Isn't that amazing?
Wonderful.
And he said that he had been in contact with his spiritual master, which meant nothing to me, you know. But anyhow, he was given my name and the address of where I work and asked to go and get me and bring me to the foundation. And that's what he did, and I ended up going just out of curiosity because it was all so weird to me. Uh-huh. And my goodness, things just really started happening to me. And I knew then that I was in contact with, divine intelligence, and knew that there was an intelligence out there, and I could tap into it, you know, with time and development. So that's what, that's what started my ability to get answers and to try to seek harmony with natural law and go beyond just the physical limitations and interpretations.
Now that is absolutely fascinating. I feel that this is something that many people. My goodness, when was this? What era were we talking about?
It seems like 100 years ago, Mary, but it was about 40 years ago.
Well,
so
that sounds about right. When all this started happening to me was in 1980, so I would say it was. We're just sort of about on the same track. I would guess here.
Yeah,
time-wise.
I think so, Mary. Yeah.
An awful lot of things, new things, were coming through in those days. It was, I guess, spirit took pity on us. We had been rumbling around here trying to find things on our own, and we said, "Well, we better step in and help out here a little bit."
Yeah. Well, you know, I finally realized that I must have signed some kind of a contract before I incarnated, and. The contract went to the issue of, I'm not going down there unless you promise that you will get in touch with me, because I can't be down there alone without any contact. And so that was the agreement that I signed, or that they agreed to, that these divine beings would get in touch with me. But I had a lot of karma, and I raised 4 children, and I, did a lot of things before they finally got in touch with me. But like I say, I was really at the end of my rope because I just, I still hadn't found what I was looking for, even though I'd been to every church in Seattle. And actually been baptized in every church. I thought, this must be the one. This must be where God is. And I would be disappointed and then go to another church. But anyhow, it finally worked out in time and on time, which isn't, for me to dictate when that happens. Just be aware of, things that can happen and take advantage of opportunities.
Spirit doesn't seem to worry much about time. Spirit doesn't seem to worry about my time at all, But yes, I think I volunteered again. This is something that we do time after time. And it does make a difference. And they do back us up when we come down to do a job. I think that. The important thing is to show willing and to be ready and to follow up. And
right.
So often people receive an amazing opening and they just sail right by it as if it was, this was a once in a lifetime experience, and you know, would you believe what happened to me? And that's the end of it. But when you when you really take it seriously, I think that spirit is always there for us.
Oh, absolutely. We have, you know, I don't think we'd be able to drive around the block without some kind of guidance and protection. And as we learn to work with those energies, you know, we can accomplish a lot more. And I wonder maybe if we could give your audience an opportunity to call in. I'd be happy to give free readings for a little while on your show, if you would like
If we have anyone that is interested in calling in, we certainly can offer that, no question about it.
Okay, super. It's just, I want to make it clear, Mary, that I'm just talking about giving a past life reading to help heal, you know, some kind of problem that a person is having and can't figure out the source, like fear of heights and never having fallen from any height in this lifetime. Why do they have that fear? And if it is affecting their lifetime and creating irrational behavior, they want to get rid of that. They want to heal that. And, so they can call in and tell me what their situation is, and I can tap into their Akashic record or their book of life, which does exist. I didn't think, I thought that was just, you know, some kind of story that we don't really all have a book of life. Where would that library be? You know, very cynical.
Sure.
But by golly, we have a book of life. We each do. And I still don't know where the library is, but I know it exists because I've seen it. So there you are.
Well, if we don't have anybody who is willing to call in, I certainly would volunteer. Maybe you would like to check up on my Akashic record.
Well, if you tell me of a specific situation or problem, sure.
Well, one of my biggest problems in life it's very difficult for me to promote myself. So I suspect that that kind of ties back to the French Revolution.
To the what?
To the French Revolution.
Okay, so what's your question?
How can I overcome this reluctance to promote myself and to offer my services to the world in a way that might be lucrative
for me? Well, Mary, I don't know if you're asking for a prophecy. You know, how can I change things in the future? And I'm telling you that I specialize in the past. If you like, I can go back.
Oh, sure. I would love it if you could go back. That would be sensational.
And find out why you're having trouble promoting yourself. Is that what
that would be great. So what do you need from me?
Just the question. And now I am seeing my little guide coming into the Akashic Records, pulling out your book of life. And oh my goodness, it's very big, and it's covered in gold, Mary. You're one of the like the prophets of old coming into this lifetime to help cleanse the planet of error and negative karma, so we can move in fully to the golden age and the true divine consciousness manifest in each and every person on the planet. So we've got a big future ahead for you, I'm hearing. And the reason that you are hesitant to promote yourself is because in several lifetimes, and they're not going to go into them in detail because it's not necessary for you to know the detail, or you can go into meditation yourself if you want to. But in many lifetimes, because you have been a voice of God in many eras of our history here on this planet, and you have been persecuted and several times actually killed because of your gift that you unhesitantly shared with, you know, those around you to help heal them and advance them, make them happy, that type of thing. And so it's kind of like your last hang up, Mary. You have to realize that we no longer burn witches and, you know, that type of thing, and that you're here to help accomplish a magnificent advancement in civilization. And so not to be afraid if it's fear that is causing you to back away from promoting yourself, then just get rid of that fear and just tell yourself, this is a new time. This is preparation for a new age. And get on with it. That's your message.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I deeply appreciate that. It was kind of a little bit more than I expected. But I certainly bend over backwards trying not to be you know, somebody of great eminence or anything like that. But I certainly hope if I have a gift to give the world that I get it done. That's the important
exactly
thing.
Exactly.
And
that's
I do realize that that when you have something, it doesn't do much good unless people know you have it. So.
Well, that's right. Yeah. So, and you've written books too, haven't you, Mary?
Oh, yes, I have Journals of a Healer, which you know tells the story of how I was. And just literally jostled into doing the work. I mean, it was like pulling teeth to get me to step out there to do something.
Yeah, well, there again, it was because of that deep-seated fear of you know, the word that comes is assassination, fear of assassination. So anyhow, thank goodness we're all through all of that, and we are enabled, if anyone desires, to take control of their life and direct what happens. And you do that by thinking positive thoughts and visualizing what you want and affirming those things in your life. And they will come to you, I promise. I had to put that to the test because I didn't believe that could be true. I have written about that in my Life is Forever, Get Used to It, how I tested it and how successful the test was in proving that sending out the thought of something you want or need brings it into your life. And so I just encourage everybody to take control of your life and don't, take truth for your authority, not authority for truth, which so many of us make that mistake.
Oh, so that what a beautiful distinction. Oh, would you repeat that?
Exactly. Take truth for your authority, not authority for your truth.
That's very good, because for so many, so many eons, the priests were telling us what was true and what wasn't.
Absolutely, and we bought it.
And even now the doctors are telling us, you know.
And the
economists are telling us, and oh my goodness, we don't have to look very far for people to tell us how to live, do we?
Exactly. That's exactly right. So, as far as whatever religion you're connected with, if it can help give you comfort and direction, that's wonderful. But, you know, do your own thinking and go into your own heart, which is divinely created, my friend. That says it in the Bible, that you are created by God and you have in his image. And I would like to say her image. so that's what we're striving for, to actually realize and manifest that divinity and, be one with God.
Absolutely. And this is so vitally important, because since we are each individuals, the way God expresses is as unique as we are.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Once I walked in, it sounds odd, but there was a TV store in New York called Crazy Eddie's. And I walked in one day, and there were mounted on the wall about 50 different television sets. And most of them were tuned to the same station. And as I looked at them, each of them had a separate, a distinctly different picture. Some had a greenish cast, some had a little more bluish cast, had a little more orange or reddish cast, and some seemed to be taller and skinnier, and some of them seemed to be wider, and some of them seemed to show a smaller version of the set, you know. And I stood there in absolute amazement and thinking, if an electronic signal from a broadcasting station can go into a metal and plastic receiver, and each one of them has a different picture, what can we human beings be displaying different aspects of God?
Wow, very powerful.
You just don't know what it seemed like a mundane thing, and yet it hit me as a very, very deep spiritual message. But I think God can use
very
anything.
Very powerful. Very powerful. Wow.
The thing I've learned is that God can use absolutely anything and anybody.
Yeah.
Nope, nobody called in. Sometimes they're shy.
Mary, I think planning this as quickly as we did certainly didn't give me time because I just returned, from my travels last month.
And
24 hours isn't enough time to notify, my friends and following of the.
And yet, what we can do is we can send out the message for the archived thing because it will be in the archives, which, for the record.
There was not a chance for them to get a reading. So hopefully we'll be able to do this again, Mary, but plan it a little more in advance
so that
we can notify our followers.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
What?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, good.
I have been slack in my coverage of this because I had a couple of family tragedies and which sort of took my took precedence. But this next time we will definitely plan maybe a couple of weeks in advance so that. That we can reach out to our audience, your audience more.
At least a week.
We will send out. Of course, I do believe I sent to you the archives of this is blogtalkradio.com/Mary Blake, and you can tell all of your followers to tune in. And then they will have a chance. And do you want to give them again your website so that they can take advantage as I have of your brilliance in reaching into the Akashic Record?
Okay, it's www.marilou MARILOU McIntyre, MCINTYRE .com. And there's a summary and excerpt from my books. There's testimonials. There's spiritual guidance and suggestions. And there's also a contact page where you can get in touch with me for your own spiritual, past life reading to heal some kind of irrational behavior because, you need to overcome your fears so you can live life to the fullest. And the palpitations and sweating and shaking and panic that arises can cause dread and worry that others will see your anxiety and judge you as being weak or stupid or even crazy. Fear creates significant obstacles in your daily routine and occupational functioning or social life. So, if you find yourself in that situation, contact me through my webpage and we can arrange a past life reading to help heal you because the healing
That is fantastic. Uh-huh. I believe that the great sin of our earth plane is waste. And the greatest of it all is waste of human potential.
Uh-huh.
And as you reach into these Akashic Records, I believe that you have the potential of cutting through some of the waste of human potential and opening up the vistas of the possibilities.
Uh-huh.
Have you?
Well,
I
can
certainly
hear
you. I'd love to hear you tell me about us about some of the people whose lives changed dramatically after working with you.
Well, I have written about these in my book, The Fast Road, they're documented as genuine. But one of the
mm-hmm.
most remarkable was a woman that I knew through my teaching group that I had. And she was very sour. You know, she just did not have a decent personality. And
uh-huh.
always unhappy and complaining. And she was on crutches because she had extreme difficulty with her legs and a lot of pain. And so this is why she was, you know, a miserable type person. But
uh-huh.
she did come in, and she did come in for a regression. She fought how I was going to do it, but finally I did get her to regress back. She wanted to know heal the situation with her legs. And
mm-hmm.
I thought, boy, this
mm-hmm.
is going to be heavy duty because she was such an obstinate person, you know. But we did
yeah.
go back and we saw where she had been a temple dancer in Egypt, one of the sacred spiritual healing or healer dancers. And
uh-huh.
she was very good and very popular, and people came from all over to draw from her healing. At that time,
uh-huh.
they knew how to use motion and music to help heal the body and the spirit. And
uh-huh.
But she got caught up in her own ego and her own magnificence, you know, how wonderful
oh my.
She was and all the
mm-hmm.
gifts and applause and, you know, all that stuff. And she kept trying to do new things in her dance, you know, and the
uh-huh.
motions and actions that she went through. And one day she got herself into a situation, into a shape where her legs were like braided and
ooh.
She could not get out of it. Her legs locked in that position. She had to be carried off. And, so she just fell from grace because when you're not out in the public all the time, they just forget about you. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't,
mm-hmm.
you know, nobody came to wish her well or anything. And so she died. Thinking, you know, what was in her mind was how the people didn't appreciate her and how she
okay.
had ruined her life trying to help them. And that's what was locked into her consciousness when
uh-huh.
When she passed into spirit at a very old age, and because
uh-huh.
she suffered with that for a long time. And
oh dear.
So then I brought the woman back, you know, to present lifetime. Excuse me. And Mary, she stood up from the table, and I'm thinking, oh my God, she's going to fall and, you know, get a concussion or something.
Uh-huh.
And she started, like, walking around the room without crutches. Not, you know, neither crutch. They were laying there on the floor by the table. And then she started skipping and flapping her arms and said, I'm free, I'm free. I realized,
oh my.
You know, she realized the error of her ways
uh-huh.
and just commanded a healing for herself. And it happened.
Uh-huh.
Now, that happen very often in a regression, you know,
right.
An instant healing. But that's why I'm telling you that story, because And that's just, you know, that's probably the most miraculous and instantaneous healing of all the regressions. But I've done group regressions where people with similar interests get together, like maybe a book club or something. And they want to know what their karmic link is or how they can improve the membership or, you know, something like that. And so they go into a regression together. And because they're usually acquainted, you know, from past lives, drawn back together to work off karma or achieve something that wasn't done previously. And I don't use any hypnosis. And, you know,
Neither do I. Successful.
And in families also, you know, where they want to know how they came to be together in this lifetime and what karma they, you know, off and that kind of thing. So it's very special.
Yeah, one of the most amazing transformations I recall was a woman who she was agoraphobic and also a xenophobe. She had not been out of her house for 3 years, not even to the grocery store, even to the pre-kindergarten for her son, and. She went into a lifetime in which she was in the Holocaust. She was raped to death by Nazi soldiers. And and amazingly, spirit came in and told her to do things and say things which completely rewrote the whole history of it, and it came out totally different. And at one point, she was scared to death because she was afraid she had been born in 1948, which is very soon for reincarnation. And spirit said, it will be taken care of, you know. And it turned out that she was freed and was on a ship to freedom, and the ship was bombed, so she died free. And after that, she happened to be Jewish, and she and her husband studied Hebrew, and they moved to Israel. And a woman who had not been out of her house for three years to move to a different country, is that astounding?
Yes, it really is. She must have had a very loving husband, too.
Yeah, she did. She brought him in for a session, too. And this was a man who had never read a book, and he got very involved in reading all of the spiritual Jewish material that he could possibly find. So it completely changed both of them dramatically, so that they were able, as a couple, to move to a complete foreign country. So I felt that was just enormous,
Yeah.
So all these things that we just we just sit there and let it flow through us, and people's lives are definitely changed, and I think that's worth living for, don't you, Mary Lou?
Oh, absolutely. I came here, I know, to have my four children and to experience, you know, certain things, certain karmic things had to be healed and faced and all of that stuff. But now the last part of my lifetime, which I'm figuring is going to be forever.
Definitely.
And realizing, you know, the new world, the golden world. And I'm not going anywhere until I can travel to the planet Venus.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, that is definitely a challenge.
That is
something to look forward to. Uh huh.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Right. Well, I am excited to share this time with you and to learn a bit more about your tremendous potential and the gifts that you have and that you so graciously share with humanity. And I just again would like to thank you for the work that you do here with on the planet and with the people who reach out to you. And I think that is exactly what we're talking about, is being there for those who reach out.
Right. It's an honor and a privilege for me, and I'm so grateful for having this opportunity to spend with you, Mary, exchanging experiences and ideas, and I look forward to future conversations where we can include more of the public with free readings and that type of thing.
Exactly. And one of the things that we do as we are winding down and getting toward the end of this program, is there anything that Spirit is encouraging you to, any message that you want to give the audience?
Well, this is something that I'm criticized for, and I will share it with you, and you can use it as you will. But it's so important to take control of your life and direct your life, the thing, and realize that you are capable of achieving truly whatever you set your mind to and put your energies towards. And the purpose of life here on this planet, this school of life, so to speak, is to realize and expand your divinity. And if you have irrational problems, what I tell people, because it's the bottom line of achieving anything, just get over it. You don't have to suffer. Even if you don't know what caused irrational behavior, realize there's no need to perpetuate it. Get it out of your subconscious. Stop relating to it and get over it. Now, that's my parting words, meant in certainly a loving way to help heal those that are listening and, wanting a better life. So thank you for that opportunity, Mary.
Oh, yeah. In other words, get through it instead of getting mired in it.
Exactly. Get rid of the problem. Stop relating to it. And people
yes,
look at
you
me
are
like
not. You are not your. You are
well,
not your
how
problem.
Can I do that? What?
Yeah, you are not your problem.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But some people, that is their truth. That is their problem. That is their life. They are controlled by it, and You know, if you want a good life, well, just affirm the good life. Be positive. Be loving. Be giving. Be aware.
And I don't know what else there is to say except love and light.